Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a few folks here to talk about the Parks Prescriptions Program. Lots of great alliteration there. Ryan Carpenter is a ranger at Sitka National Historical Park. Doug Osborne is Director of Health Promotion at Sitka Community Hospital. And Lauren Huey is a health educator at Search. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, Ryan, let's start off with you. Can you describe what the Park Prescriptions Program is?
Yeah, so the program is focused on promoting health and wellness within national parks. The program is a national program and incentivizes recreation within national parks. And so one of the key foundational components of parks is not only preservation, but it's also recreation. And so here in Sitka, having such an accessible park and a park with such beautiful trails and such great serenity and scenery and beauty, it's such a wonderful place to recreate. And so the idea was to help promote that and to help try to incentivize people getting out and using the park's trails and recreating and enjoying all that we have to offer here at Sitka National Historical Park.
How long has the program been going on?
Yeah, so the program's been going on for 5 years. It was born at one of the health summits, I think of the 2011 health summit. And since then, the Sitka Community Hospital Foundation and other organizations have helped promote the program. And so it's been pretty vibrant. There's been a lot of participants throughout the years, and it's been something that's really helped people get out and recreate within the park.
So you talked about incentivizing, and what does that mean for the program over at Totem Park?
Yeah, so the way that the program works is that you receive a punch card, and every time that you recreate within the park, you can either bring it into the visitor center, and one of the rangers at the front desk will give you a punch, or what you'll do is you can just write down the date that you recreated, and we can punch your card at a later time. Doug can talk a little bit about the incentives for the program, but there are a number of different incentives that typically are quarterly drawn and given out, but we've got a special event going on in April to help promote that with some extra special prizes.
So the punch cards are like a coffee card, but instead of a free coffee, you get some other things. Doug, what are some of the other things?
You get a cup of health every time you walk. So typically, as Ryan said, they do it every quarter, but we're doing a 30-day Active April Challenge. So it starts April 1st, a week from Friday. And people will walk. And on the 30th, we have cash prizes from the Community Hospital Foundation. So if you walk just once, it's a $25 cash prize that you'll be eligible for. And then if you increase, you can get the $50 and then the $100. But then in addition to that, Work in Rugged Gear, Marcia donated a $100 gift certificate for walking shoes or gear. So she donated that to the hospital, so we'll raffle that off. And then also Ashley over at Russell's did the same thing. So we have lots of prizes. We'll have a celebration on the 30th. And the more you walk, the more your chances are to win some of these great prizes.
Lauren, where can you pick up cards?
Yeah, we've kind of scattered them all around. But the places you can pick them up are at the library, at Russell's, Work in Rugged, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services, the Community Hospital, at the front desk there, and also at Search, you can pick them up at the Wise Woman building, which is across from Mount Edgecombe Hospital. And lastly, you can pick them up at the Sitka National Historical Park Visitor Center.
Well, this is called a prescriptions program. Do docs actually write prescriptions out for recreating at the park?
Yeah, and so initially those prescription pads, which we're grateful for the funding for from the Sitka Community Hospital Foundation, they've helped fund the printing of those pads, were distributed to healthcare providers all throughout the community. And so it didn't have to just be a medical doctor. It could be a massage therapist. It could be a chiropractor. It could be anyone in the field. And they can prescribe those to their patients. And on the back of the prescription card, there's actually a prescription where you can write out the duration of exercise and all sorts of things. And so if there are healthcare providers in town that are interested in prescribing those, they can get in touch with me at the park, and we will give them pads so they can prescribe them to their patients.
Do you all feel like this has been a successful program in that it's getting more people out there?
I think so. Yeah, I think there's been some really great success stories. Working at the visitor center, I see the people that come through the door every day, and we create relationships with people, and they talk to us about the importance of the program. And although some of the winners from the past like to remain anonymous, their stories are really inspirational. And so A couple of examples. There was one gentleman who won a couple of quarters ago, so about a year ago. And he said that after a pretty bad injury and some surgery to his back, the park prescriptions program helped motivate him to get up every morning and walk in the park. And, you know, he's feeling a lot better after that surgery. There was another participant who had hip surgery. And after her surgery, her doctor said that she had one of the strongest hips, the muscles around that hip, even though the hip itself had degraded so much. And she attributed that to working with her doctor and keeping a plan so that she could continue to walk in the park, and the prescriptions program helped kind of motivate her to do that. And so there's a lot of really great individual success stories, and we're hoping that Active April and the incentives and the push that we're doing during April is going to motivate more people to be able to participate in the program and possibly win some awesome prizes.
So you're calling it Active April. And do you do this every year, or is this something you came up for this year, come up with?
So this is something that this is the inaugural Active April for the Park Prescriptions Program.
All right. The first of many Active Aprils. Yeah. And yeah, Doug, were you about to say something? No.
This is new. This is new, and it's exciting, and we're just hoping. And it's for everybody. Everybody of any age, anybody who wants to do this, just come and grab a prescription. And in the past, they were prescribed, as Ryan was saying, by healthcare providers, but now you can self-prescribe a walk in the park. And what a beautiful place to be. It is gorgeous. You get a little nature therapy, a little exercise, some fresh air. So we just hope people enjoy the program and enjoy the park.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. Again, Lauren, where can you pick up punch cards?
You can pick them up at a variety of locations. So at the library, Russell's, Working Rugged, Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services, Community Hospital at the front desk, and Search Wise Woman, which is across from Mount Edgecombe Hospital. And lastly, the Sitka National Historical Park Visitor Center.
Okay, and then when you get them all punched, the cards all punched, you hand them in at the desk at Soden Park?
That's correct. And what we'll do is we'll just replace that card so you can start on a new one.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, any parting thoughts, anyone?
Well, it's springtime. The weather's starting to get real nice. There are a lot of people walking in the park. And, you know, whether you're someone who would like to get out and recreate a little bit more or someone who walks in the park regularly, stop by the visitor center or stop by the other locations that Lauren mentioned. Grab a punch card and you can walk and win.
Okay.
And walking just in itself is great. When a young person becomes a walker, it's one of the most celebrated milestones of their life. And at the end of the life spectrum, it's one of the last things they want to lose. But that time in between your first steps and your last steps, you're kind of sitting on a winning lottery ticket. And so we hope people cash it in, go out and walk, exercise is medicine.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Doug Osborne, Lauren Huey, and Ryan Carpenter about the Park Prescriptions Program over at Sitka National Historical Park.